This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
That's the knee he grabbed immediately. It's just unfathomable, all the injuries.
The crowd recognizes what's happening here.
That gives you chills.
It does. He's that guy.
He is that guy.
Man, Jeremy, before we get to this, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Am I getting punked today or something?
Why?
All these people sending me a picture today in blackface.
Is it a national day?
I'm asking you that.
I don't know.
I mean, they're all white, so I figure maybe it's something.
Look at here. What are you guys doing? It's Ash Wednesday, man. You got people putting that thing on the
That's forehead. A Catholic. I'm not Catholic.
I'm not either. I know what it is.
So Lent starts today?
No, I cleaned out my pockets and my belly button. No? No.
It starts today, Joe?
You want to keep it moving?
What are you going to give up for Lent?
Talking about it. I ain't giving up nothing.
I told someone 2 years ago, what are you giving up for Lent? Lent.
I'm not, I mean, I've said this before, I'm not religious, but, you know, respect everybody's beliefs out there and what you want to do. So if you want to put ash on your forehead and do your thing, you want to whatever, do it. If it makes you happy.
Man.
But I ain't giving up anything just for the sake of giving it up unless, like, you know, when you have, what is the, no drink January or whatever, or dry January.
Dry January.
Yeah, or if you're doing the, what is it, no shave November and you want to, you want to grow everything out?
Yeah.
Everything? you know, go ahead.
So Kyrie Irving went down the other day. It's proven, we found out he has a torn ACL. He's out for the season, naturally.
If you watch the play, you actually see his quad
pop. Yeah. So are we looking at perhaps the most, one of the most unfortunate seasons in the history, recent history of the NBA?
Yeah.
Where a team was in the finals. They were in the finals.
Last year. Last year. And they lost to a, I'd say, a generational team. If you look at it, I say this all the time. Analytically speaking, what the Celtics did last year was ridiculous. And then the Mavericks battled, but they, I mean, you're not, with the talent that team had, they're starting five. I mean, all those guys have been multiple-time All-Stars, man. It's, except for Derek White, I'm not sure how many times he's, but he's a great defensive player. Can play the point, can score. Everybody on their team can play defense, and that's starting five when they're healthy. So
you go from that to where you are now. It's got to be like, I don't remember just the way it's going down. You traded a generation. You talk about generational team. You traded a generational talent. I mean, it can't. You raise ticket prices for next year after you did make the trade. Irvin goes down, which means he's not going to be there to start it next year. So you don't have two of your biggest stars won't be there. You're raising ticket prices. You traded for a guy who's out for the season for the most part. You couldn't write, if you wrote this script, it would be in old words, you know, dating myself, a direct-to-DVD movie.
Yeah.
Because no one would believe that.
Well, this whole thing, like, oh, I went through, do you know the entire timeline? And I don't think I can go through all this because... It is so ridiculous with the Dallas Mavericks. And the one thing I want to say is I don't pull for guys to get hurt. I don't want anybody to get hurt. I wanted them to lose every game. I don't want to see Kyrie miss an entire season. I don't want to see Anthony Davis get hurt.
Let's be honest. Even if you did pull for guys to get hurt, you wouldn't pull for a guy like Kyrie to get hurt.
No, and I said this before. Like, I don't necessarily, like, some of the things that Kyrie has said were fairly outrageous and don't agree with it and think some of it was very insensitive. But you know the other thing that doesn't get talked about? Do you know how much charity work he does? How much he gives back? How much he takes care of the unfortunate. Like, he does so much.
Who, Kyrie?
And nobody talks about it. Nobody.
Because he's a guy that's easy to hate.
Yeah.
Because he thinks the earth is flat. And,
you know. So this is Mavs trade Luka. Nico Harris's press conference. Luka introduced by the Lakers. Mavs trade Quentin Grimes of the Sixers. Mavs introduce Anthony Davis. He debuts, dominates, gets hurt. Dirk Nowitzki attends Luka's Laker debut. Mavs eject fans for saying fire Nico. SMU student chants fire Nico with Harrison in attendance. Daryl Armstrong arrested for aggravated assault. You forgot about that one.
Uh-huh.
The infamous Mavs music video with players edited out. Remember, they had, once Luka was gone, they just filmed this thing to play in front of the crowd.
Uh-huh.
And like Luka was in it. So they had to delete some of it and edit it, and it's just crazy, man. So that happens. Dirk talks for the first time to the ticket and talks about how weird all this has been. Luka makes his debut against the Mavs, has a triple-double. New Luka Doncic mural unveiled in Dallas. Quentin Grimes drops 44 points for the Sixers. Mavs raise season ticket prices by 8%. Kyrie Irving blows out his ACL. What a season you guys have had. And it couldn't happen.
What a season you had in the last... This has been in a month.
Yeah.
Or less.
Yes. All of that.
No. That's a year for most people. This has been a month.
I don't know what to say. This is what you get, Mad Magazine owner and goofy-ass Nico. You want to get me started on that? You want to wind me up again? Nico Harrison, who fumbled the bag with Steph Curry at Nike. Nico Harrison, who offered Jalen Brunson a crap deal and didn't want to negotiate with him. So where's he go? He goes to the Knicks. Nico Harrison, who traded away Kristaps Porzingis because the pieces he put around him wouldn't work. You look at all these moves that they've made. All he's done is made bad moves. Why does he still have a job? Please, someone tell me. Tell me the good move he made. He traded Quentin Grimes for one of the Martin brothers. I don't remember which one it was. Caleb? Hey, from the Sixers. He was hurt when he traded for him. And you traded a guy that averages better across the board than him. Because we're in win now mode. What are you winning now, Nico? You jackass. And again, like, I hate the fact that Kyrie got hurt. I hate the fact that Anthony Davis got hurt because that just robs us of these great storylines, especially when Luka goes back to Dallas. How pissed off is Anthony Davis to go against him? And there was a shot that Anthony Davis could return this year. The way the story goes now with Kyrie going down, he's like, I ain't coming back this year. Why would I come back and risk getting hurt? Well, I got news for you, AD. As soon as you come back, you're probably going to get hurt because that's what happens.
Daily Line with Jeremy Kahn at 9:30, but on the other side, man, this I don't understand. Reed, O's all-time lineup from myself and from Jeremy and even from you if you give us a call, 410-583-1057. Hear us out, folks. You cannot use any current baseball Hall of Famers.
I hope somebody calls in.
You cannot use any current baseball Hall of Famers. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 9:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Our Oriole all-time lineup without current baseball Hall of Famers. Now, I'll put this on Facebook. Kyle Garrison. Jeremy. Kyle Garrison writes, people are showing their lack of historical Oriole baseball knowledge. Nobody is in front of Brooks Robinson, Frank Robinson, Cal Ripken, Boo Powell, Gunnar Henderson, Eddie Murray. Figure out the rest. Well, had to have lived during these times to understand what I'm saying from then clear into now. I'm not going to let anyone get on here and say anybody's name before a 16-time Gold Glove winner at his position. Well, Kyle, you're loud and wrong.
Yeah.
And I say loud because you put exclamation points behind nobody. No baseball. You wax poetically, but you're wrong. You're preaching to people when they were right.
Read.
It's fundamental.
Better. Hey, wait. I mean, the best thing is, like, these, but people respond, and Of course, the answer back after you say something is, oh, my bad. But no, you came on pontificating and going, you guys.
Preaching at people.
Yeah, I mean, like, just read. Everybody wants to get to the point I told you so. And I guarantee we're going to pick some players and somebody's going to call in or text in. It's like, oh, I can't be. It's got to be. They're going to mention more Hall of Famers. And again, this is opinion thing. And I picked some different players than Rob did, so it makes it more conversational. But I don't know there's a wrong answer.
So here mine,
except for the one that picked the Hall of Famers.
Here mine, Jeremy. I pick batting order too. Okay. All right. Leading off is my shortstop, Gunnar Henderson. Batting second is my third baseman, Manny Machado. Batting third, which I believe may be the most pure hitter in the lineup, is my left fielder, BJ Surhoff. Batting fourth is my right fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth is my center fielder, Adam Jones. Batting sixth is my first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh is my catcher, Adley Rutschman. Batting eighth is my DH, Ken Singleton. And batting ninth is my second baseman, Bobby Grich.
Okay. Let me throw mine at you?
Yes, please.
Okay. Very similar things. I have Gunnar Henderson leading off at shortstop. I have BJ Surhoff in left batting second.
I like that.
I have Manny Machado batting third. Like,
so one you flip-flopped them.
Yeah. One of the things I was thinking about with this, too, and again, I'd like to go back and look because there's probably some tweaks I'd make lefty-righty.
Right.
But again, just for the sake of what I would want to have. Albert Bell in right field batting fourth. He was the guy that I didn't even mention.
You almost forgot about.
Well, you said Bell, and I'm like, what Bell? Did George Bell come here? And you said Albert Bell, and I went, oh, my God, what an idiot. So, yeah, I just need him around for Halloween. So, batting fifth, the cheater, Rafael Palmeiro, playing first base.
Okay.
Batting sixth, my DH. Now, I wrote this kind of fast. I wrote Boof Pal. Maybe I was thinking of
I like beer.
No, the basketball movie, Teen Wolf.
Okay, well, you said boof is something also very different.
Is it? What's a boof?
Boof is like, you know, remember the one Supreme Court justice, I can't remember what it was, they said like you put things in your ass.
You boof it?
Yeah, boof it means you put drugs in your butt.
Oh, well, who hasn't done that? But yeah.
Right, you've never heard of that.
So not Boof Pal, but Boog Pal batting sixth. I have... Whew. Adam Jones batting seventh and center. Adley Rutschman behind the plate. And I went with Brian Roberts in the nine hole switch hitter. Like, Bobby Grich is probably the right answer to this.
I don't think so. I think either way. Hey, you know, because I wrestled between he and Brian Roberts.
Because when Brian Roberts was here and allegedly on some stuff, like, he was, I mean, the 50-50 season, that, like, there's some pretty insane things that we saw from him and the leadoff spot. And honestly, like, depending on how you want to use the lineup, I'd have no problem moving guys around. Was there anybody that was difficult for you to leave off? For me, there were two, just because they tug at my heartstrings. Joe Orsolac, that's my guy. And who's the other? Oh, Jeff Conine. I mean, how are you not going to have the Niner? Did you think about putting the Wiggy Man in your lineup? Because remember, he was an all-star for us 1 year, Rob.
Kyle Wiggins?
Ty Wiggins. Yeah, no, Wiggy Man. No. I don't remember Joe Angel. But yeah, like, I think the lineups are very similar. I see a lot of people are putting Paul Blair in center field. I think Adam Jones is a better bat, clearly.
And a hell of a, I mean, Adam Jones won multiple gold gloves.
Let's stop
acting like he wasn't a great center fielder.
He's an amazing center fielder. Yeah. So, and then you've got, like, again, having Albert Bell on your team, if a brawl happens, let him go. Yeah. He'll fight the whole team.
I love that you saw this on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people were posting it and writing all kinds of different things. And the same thing was happening on social media. How come nobody has Cal Ripken? Well, because he's a Hall of Famer. And they said no Hall of Famers on the list. And that's why I think it makes this a better list to do it. Because clearly, I mean, if you had the choice of Brooks Robinson, Jim Palmer, if you want to go with the pitching.
Yeah.
Cal Ripken, Eddie Murray. I like when somebody goes... You don't have Cal Ripken. It's like, I don't have Eddie Murray either because he's a Hall of Famer.
Do you know what we forgot? We both listed him, but we forgot to say it.
What?
Our pitchers.
Okay, go ahead.
My pitcher, my starter is Mike Cuellar. Not a Hall of Famer, but look at his career with the Orioles. Sensational. And my closer would be Zach Britton, who had arguably the greatest year of a closer in the history of baseball.
And I went with Sidney Pontone and the Otter. No, I like starting pitching, it was a little bit more difficult because, again, there's certain players that you could point at. And again, like 1 year of Corbin Burns, if you're comparing these, it's easier to pick the guys that are superstars right now that are playing that aren't Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Because, like, if we projected Adley Rutschman, he might end up being the best catcher the Orioles have ever had until Sam Basayo comes up. And then you look at what Gunner's doing. Yeah. Gunner might become the first billion-dollar player when all said and done.
I mean, we got lucky that these guys are still young. It's just the criteria was no Hall of Famers. Well, right now they're not.
Yeah.
And so tell me Manny's not going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But he's not right now, so he's my third baseman.
Absolutely.
So I cheated with him a little bit.
I don't think it's cheating.
I didn't I got to be honest with you, man. And maybe I'm stupid for it, and you glossed right over. You didn't question me about it. I never considered Rafi over Boog.
That's when you said your list. I'm like, I think I got one that he didn't think about.
I thought about him, but I just didn't consider him over Boog.
I have Boog DHing, so I still have him in the lineup. But because what happened with me? All right, full disclosure. What happened with me?
Ken Singleton's got to be on my team.
What happened with me is you said Albert Bell, and then I'm going, oh no. I guess I'm.
What did you didn't consider?
I put him in the outfield, and I took Ken Singleton out for all that power in the middle of the lineup with Boog, Palmeiro, and Bell.
I noticed we both. A guy who's not a borderline Hall of Famer, you've got we both have all of these great players on our team in our lineup, yet we both have BJ Surhoff batting at the top of the order.
Yeah, because what you said when we were discussing this, what you talked about, because we use the term professional hitter,
right?
Like you talked about him batting third. I like him batting second, right? Because either what one. Gunner brings, and then if he's making contact, and like you could have so many, and not that. This is what you want. You can have so many productive outs in situations. And I just think he has to be at the top of the lineup. And you start looking at, again, lefty, righties, and how you want to stack it.
He might be the best pure hitter in the lineup.
Very well
best
could
pure
be.
Hitter. He might in that lineup. And to be honest with you.
Well, Boof Powell might have something to say about that.
I'm not questioning his defense, but he's on my team because of his offense. Think about this. All the guys that the Orioles have had, and I'm telling you, that I have B.J. Surhoff on my team because of his offense.
Yeah. I look at my lineup and I don't have Ken Singleton. And it like, I'm going to have to talk to him and deal with this at some point.
Oh, you don't have to deal with it then. I already text him.
Ah, you son of a bitch. Yeah. But I did put Boog in my lineup, so next time I'm coming through the barbecue, yeah, just remember that. But he has to be in the lineup,
yeah,
right?
Boog does.
I mean, you look at some of these guys that are... Like, we were mentioning guys, and I'm going, is this guy a Hall of Famer? Is this guy a Hall of Famer? Because I think that you skirt the issue. Rafael Palmeiro should have been a Hall of Famer, but with the steroid stuff that happened, he obviously wasn't going to get in with the way that all this has gone. So
for me, right now, you do realize somewhere in Timonium that maybe someone who thinks we besmirched his name and we may not want to show up at Robbie's first base anytime soon.
Oh, the
Al Bumbry.
Oh, the B. Oh, man. Did I ever tell you the story about, God, what was the strip club? A buddy of mine.
Are you going to tell me about a story with Al Bumbry and the strip club?
No. A buddy of mine went up to Al Bumbry and said, hey, my dad's a big fan. He said he ran into you at so-and-so, whatever strip club. And he's like, I ain't never been in there. And he goes, no, my dad's, he's like, how are you going to tell me where? And God, which place was it? It doesn't matter, but it was just funny to see the reaction.
I can believe Bumbry on this.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying.
I totally believe Bumbry on this.
Man, he ain't never seen me in that.
I totally believe Bumbry on that one. You got a text for us, Joseph?
Yeah, we'll close this out with the unsigned texter. How do you guys take Boog Powell over Eddie Murray at first base?
Could you please text him back and tell him? Evidently, he's listening.
Can you?
It's no non-baseball Hall of Famers.
Did you hear that ad for Ron White who's coming to town?
Yes.
You
sign.
Can't fix stupid.
One other person said no, Miguel Tejada or Nelson Cruz.
Well, so those were two other interesting ones. I thought about the Tejada thing.
I ain't think about no Nelson Cruz. He's been 1 year here.
But again, it's skirting the issue. That's why I said like Burns pitching.
No. Never. Yes, Miguel Tejada, I consider that. I did consider that. But where's he going to play? He's going to be over Gunner? No.
No, I thought about him as a DH before you said Albert. But
nope.
And then I had to switch
things
up.
There's no way in the world I'm putting Nelson Cruz on an all-time Orioles team when he played 1 year here.
Doesn't Tejada still have the RBI record here?
Yeah, he does. 150.
Yep.
410-583-1057 is the number. You could make an argument for Tejada, but you're not making an argument for Nelson Cruz. Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45, but on the other side, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, so last night, 2-3 in my top play, so it's a losing night. I felt a little mixed emotions because I called the Auburn outright loss to Texas A&M. Tonight we got a couple other ones that are really good. This, I told you, this feels like a Saturday almost with the matchups that we have. We have some pretty good ones. I'll go over that. Some really high totals, which, surprise, I'm going to tell you to take the over, including in the NBA. There's just so many large totals. You're like, is that for real? And everybody wants to bet the under because it looks too high. I don't think it is. We talk about it next here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
And Garcia took it down with him. Aggies come out of there with it. Salomon Washington. Nobody stops the ball. And Payne delivers a hammer.
Yeah, Payne with the hammer. That's courtesy of ESPN as Auburn got knocked off last night. And as you look at it, Texas A&M, which is one of Rob's sleeper teams. Oh, he likes them a lot. I like them, too. I think that's a very good team.
I like them
a lot. I like it. But I was pointing out, like, as I'm doing my research and going over things, can I tell you guys what Alabama's last 7 games of the season are?
Yeah, you gave us a sneak peek before, but give it to us.
Number 1, Auburn. At number 15, Missouri. Number 17, Kentucky. Number 24, Mississippi State. At number 5, Tennessee versus number 5, Florida tonight. And at Auburn, who's, oh, by the way, number 1. That's their last 7 games. As Rob said to me right before we came back, I think SEC coaches should get a hug.
At the end of the season.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. And then they have 3 different stretches in their season where they played 4 or more ranked teams in a row. It's just unbelievable, man. And I'm going to give out a play on their game tonight, too. But there is a couple things that I do want to go over just regarding tonight's slate, because, as I said, there are a bunch of really good matchups between top 25 teams. I think there's some other games that we should be looking at and talking about just because of the fast pace that we're going to get. But looking at it tonight, let me start with the NBA. I have no NHL. The NHL has been kicking my ass. It doesn't matter what I... You're looking at a game like, oh my God, this game's going to be fast. I like this. Oh, this is out. Perfect spot for... Nope. If I take an under for two teams that can't score, they'll score four goals in the first period. If I take the over for two teams and all they do is score, like last night, then all of a sudden it's going to come back and go, yeah, we're not scoring in the first period. Yeah, we're going to win 2-1. Thanks a lot, guys. So here's what we're going to look at. And I do want to throw out a couple of these games as well. So, again, no hockey for me tonight whatsoever. But we will get into some other games in the NBA and college. So, NBA, I like the Mavs and Bucks to go under 222.5. The loss of Kyrie Irving. Surprisingly, the Bucks are terrible against opposing guards. Uh-huh. But there's nobody on the Mavericks that scare you now. And I think a lot of that's Damian Lillard getting older, and whoever he matches up with is going to take advantage of that spot, whether it's, you know, the shooting guard, point guard, they'll change things up. But their defense is vastly improved. They're giving up, since the All-Star break, they've been giving up less points per game, and it's been a lot better. And again, I've seen the Mavs have some really dreadful offensive outputs because of the injuries and who they have playing. I mean, they got Dante Exum, Spencer Dinwiddie. That's who's playing for them right now at guard. Because all the guys you traded for are hurt.
For Spencer Dinwiddie.
Mm. So I like the Mavs Bucks under. Conversely, I'm going to tell you, 250.5, top play for me, Memphis and OKC going at it. Initially, I thought I was going to take Memphis plus the 8.5. But this game's going to be so fast, like nothing would surprise me. And I'm not even worried about the blowout because the other team's going to continue to score. I wouldn't be surprised if one of these teams drops a 135, 140 tonight in that game. But I do love the over, so it will be a top play for me. I'll recap that in the top plays when I finish this up. But I like Fordham tonight, one of my favorite colleges, FU, plus 3.5. I like Davidson plus the 5.5. I have a lean to that. Like, I don't know that I'm going to play that game, but it's one that I looked at early. I like Butler plus 2.5 in their spot. But all these plays are going to be top plays along with that Thunder over. I like Ole Miss plus 3.5. I think they went outright tonight. I think we see another team, another top 25 team, get knocked off. One of my favorite plays tonight, Oklahoma State, UCF. The total's 165.5. And I'm not one of these guys. I don't like the scoreboard watch. But they played a 40-minute regulation game where the final score was 104-95 earlier this year. Neither one of these teams plays defense. No. The only thing you're hoping is that they don't have one of those nights where it's like they start off 0-13 from three and they're still chucking.
Because they shoot from long range a lot.
Yeah. And again, that's why these games turn into fast pace. That's why their defense is down. I mean, when you're looking at OKC and what they've given up, they gave up 71 to Baylor, 74 to Iowa State, and you're like, oh, that's good. 96 to Kansas, 95 to UCF, 93 to Texas Tech. It's just a bad defensive team, man. So I like that over a lot. I talked about Bama, Florida, over 178.5. I lean Bama being at home, and I like that spot. But Florida plays fast. Bama plays even faster. If you've watched when Florida plays Kentucky, I'd say it's kind of similar. I mean, it would not shock me to see this game played into the 90s tonight in a freaking 40-minute game. Yeah. It's something when you watch, like, Florida shoots so many threes, and they have three of the best three-point shooters in the country. And Alabama just goes, man. That's the ball goes through that hoop. It's like the old UNC teams, man. Remember when the ball was going through the hoop, and then they're grabbing it out of the bottom of the net and throwing it
one
fast?
1 foot in, 1 foot out.
Yeah. So it kind of reminds me of that a lot, that they play so fast. And lastly, my other top play for tonight is going to be Cincinnati minus 8.5. I want to talk. Kansas State has been without Coleman Hawkins for three games. They are not the same team without him. And I want to say this. Cincinnati has not been kind to me this year. So if you don't want to bet that game, I totally understand. But they have not been kind to me when it's broken down. I'm like in perfect spots, and all of a sudden they lay an egg. Now, if Coleman Hawkins plays tonight, I think the line might change.
What have you been wrong with them? More over, under, or?
Everything, man.
Points, okay.
Yeah, they haven't. There was a game, that, like a perfect spot for a team to just smoke them that they just did not match up with. And then they come out and hit everything they shoot. And, I mean, those things are possible. Like, you know, me talking about, I had the Magic last night, and they lost, and it sucked, favored by 7. It was a perfect bounce-back spot. They lost to the Raptors in back-to-back games. And you're going, how the hell has that happened? Raptors get hot, build a lead, and just kind of sit on it. And that's what, in my mind, that's what happened last night, is they were ahead the entire time. So a terrible pick by me. But to recap these plays, first off, it's going to be Cincinnati minus 8.5. Mm-hmm. Coleman Hawkins for K-State is a true game time decision. So if he doesn't play, I think we're going to get this. I'm going to attack the number now, assuming he's not playing. But if he does play, is he going to be limited? Is he going to play the same minutes he would normally play? And Cincinnati is at home, so I still like taking him. I like Ole Miss plus the 3.5. And then the three overs, Oklahoma State, UCF, Bama, Florida, Memphis, OKC in the NBA. Those are my top plays, so there you go.
There you go, Jeremy Kahn. 410-583-1057 is the number. And you're right about tonight's college basketball. It feels like a Saturday. Joe, you had a trade for us over there.
I do. The Chiefs are trading Joe Tooney to the Bears for a 2026 fourth-round pick.
Hmm. Don't you mean Joe Thuney?
For those who think, well, they're not going to win the Super Bowl without Derrick Henry, they ain't winning with him.
That sounds like, is the player you're talking about Rob Long?
Oh, no.
Man, y'all can't win without me.
I was, you know what?
Ain't nobody come to see you, Liberty.
I was never that teammate. I was never that teammate.
Well, how are you that teammate now?
I don't know.
You tell me all the time. Ain't nobody care what you say. You keep riding my coattails. Boy. He called me boy. It's unfair. Because if the roles had been reversed, I'd have been getting my ass whooped. This ain't right.
Oh, this is, you know what I'm doing right now?
What? You're going to jump up and down? Rob sent me this video of, what was it, six things that black people do?
Yeah, five.
Five, yeah, five. And one of them was, when someone tells a joke, stomp their feet or run around the room. And as soon as I saw that, I went, oh my God. Because if you guys have ever seen the gif of the two guys sitting at the table, where they're just bouncing back and forth and they're knocking the table over, laughing, falling out of the chairs. Yeah, I've been at the gym and we're playing pickup basketball and somebody made a joke and some guy runs around the gym. Like, where are you going? What are you doing? Talking about stabbing your cereal as soon as you pour it. What was it? I'm trying to remember the other one.
I can't remember what it was.
It was so good. Oh, yelling a curse word after you yawn, like,
damn!
What the hell?
And that's the encore for the day.
Brought to you by Lion's Den, I guess. Am I supposed to do that or no? Like,
no, you're not Ed Norris.
No.
So, just to pull back the curtain a little bit, Joe doesn't even know this. So I was reading Facebook comments on the computer, and I clicked one of the things onto the question, and all of a sudden, the computer Joe went haywire. Said, due to Microsoft security, my computer is being shut down. Contact the IT specialist. Yada, yada. And I'm thinking to myself, man, I'm not even on porn. How is this happening?
Well, that's what happened when Charlie came in to try to fix everything. I said, man, he looks up porn on that. And he goes, no, I don't. I look it up on my phone.
Exactly.
On the Wi-Fi of this company.
By the way, one of the other ones was black people don't turn off the iron. They just unplug it.
Yeah. That's me.
Iron.
I don't clean out
our car at the gas station. I'm 4/5 of those. I don't know that I jump up and down and run around the room when I laugh.
How often do you use the iron?
Can I be honest?
Yes.
Never.
Okay. The only time
my wife irons my clothes.
The only time I have a lot of dress shirts.
Yep.
So when I put them, like, say I go to the cleaners and all my shirts are clean for the most part. So when I put it in the closet, I struggle with closet space. Sometimes the shirts get wrinkled. And if the front of the shirt is wrinkled that you will see because of the suit,
yeah,
I'll iron that. Other than that, I iron nothing. Now, keep in mind, you guys are going to laugh. Like, growing up in our community, we ironed jeans. We put creases in them.
Yeah.
I mean, the crease had to be, we put starch on them. That crease had to be sharp, man. That crease had to, you could cut fruit with that crease. That's just how it was growing up. I don't know what happened, man. Somewhere along the way, I'm like, screw this. I ain't ironing. I won't iron. I will put my clothes out early to let its wrinkles fall out, but I just don't iron now.
Well, and Joe kind of laughed when I said my wife does the ironing. She, like, when I iron clothes, she'll look at it and go, what did you do? How did that happen?
I mean, why are you going to iron LifeMed sweatshirts?
No, I'm not ironing them. I don't want to ruin them.
But do you take them to the dry cleaner?
If I had to wear a suit or even, you know, a button up or something, those will get ironed. But right. I take everything to the dry cleaners. The funniest thing is I don't wear my suits that often. So, like, there could be a pile of stuff ready to go get to the dry cleaner. that's sitting there for like 6 months until I run out of suits.
do you tie the ties and then just carefully take them off and leave them tied? And just pop? No, I'm talking to Jeremy because I do that.
100%. Every tie in my closet has been tied by somebody else dating back to 15 years ago.
I have a tie drawer. I roll them up and put them in a drawer.
You seem like you'd have one of those tie caddies.
Yeah, I used to have one, but Joe.
But you also tie your ties. I don't do that.
I'm not exaggerating, Joe.
It's a clip-on.
I probably have 150 ties.
You need like one of the things they use at the dry cleaners. Yeah. That's like that giant little train.
Before the pandemic, I had 5 pair of sweatpants. And I only wore those during basketball season, the basketball practice. Joe, I had 2 pairs of jeans. 2. Because if you remember before the pandemic, what did I wear every day? Suits.
You only need 2 per.
I wore suits every day. So I only had 2 pair of jeans, and I had 5 sweatsuit, sweatpants type of things because I needed that for basketball. I just didn't wear those things. I didn't.
Yeah. I get it, man. Like, it's so funny, though, because I say all the time, I live like a grown child. Like,
grown?
Yeah, I'm a grown ass man. I'm 45. But all the things that go on in our house, like, I help clean and stuff like that. But, like, my wife, whenever we have people coming over, and we have, like, 2 extra bedrooms in our house, so people stay at our house all the time.
I might need one.
She'll get together. Like, I think I'll go into a room and go, it's clean. And then she'll come in and start cleaning the floorboards. And I'm going, what the hell are you doing? Everything's fine.
It ain't clean.
Not to her.
Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. So folks weren't dressed in blackface. It is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent.
Correct.
I would love to know what you all gave up for Lent. You said nothing. Today is also National Cheese Doodle Day. Are you a cheese curl or cheese doodle dot guy?
I'm more of a cheese ball.
Of course you would be. There's also National Personality Day, which is my holiday, because I know I have multiple. All
right. Multiple? I thought you were just going to say I got a lot of personality.
No, I got multiple. They say Gemini split personality. I got about 6 of them.
Really?
Yeah, I know I do.
I've met all of them.
Hey, man, thank you for putting up with me. That's all I can say, bro. That's all I can say. Thank you. You need a hug? You with me every day? You need a hug. Some birthdays in sports. Former NCAA coach, remember he was Oklahoma, Billy Tubbs would have celebrated a birthday today. Former NFL player Fred Williamson turns 87 today. He's still alive. Former NFL player and Franco Harrison's running back mate, Rocky Blyer, turned 79 today. Former Pirates reliever, I hate him for what he did to the Orioles, Kit Tekulve, turned 78 today. Michael Irvin turns 59 today. Former NBA player Brian Grant turns 54 today. And Kyle Schwarber celebrating a birthday today. He's 32. All right. Former Major League Baseball player Paul Konerko, former NCAA great NBA player Wally Szczerbiak share birthday today. Who's older, Joe?
Oh, man, that's perfect, too.
Szczerbiak.
Szczerbiak's older. Who's older, Jeremy?
I'm going to go Konerko.
Konerko, Jeremy, you're right. Paul Konerko turns 49, Wally Szczerbiak turns 48.
It's Wally World. All right.
Great at Miami of Ohio, right?
Was he Miami of Ohio? Or?
I think he was.
Okay.
I think he was. Pretty sure he was. He's the same as Big Ben, right?
As soon as you said it, I went, was he... Because I started thinking like crazy.
I'll look it up while you're telling your jokes.
All right. These are jokes? Oh. My brother and I got in a heated debate about what the 9th letter of the English alphabet is. In the end, he was wrong and I was right. I tried convincing my wife that we need a microwave oven. After about a minute of heated discussion, going round and round with the pros and cons, she finally warmed up to the idea.
You just kept it going.
What do the Eiffel Tower and tapeworms have in common? They are both parasites. Parasites.
Yeah. I got it.
All right. Well, anyway. I used to be against organ transplants, but then I had a change of heart. This is a good one for me. What does the White House and myself have in common?
What's that?
Musk has made them unbearable.
Oh, yes.
And by the way, if you don't know the Musk thing, I forgot to put on deodorant today and I stink. It's just
a little bit.
So it's so embarrassing. My wife thinks I don't give her enough privacy. At least that's what she wrote in her diary.
I love it.
Edgar Allan Poe nearly walked into a tree, but was saved when one of his friends yelled, "Poetry!" I asked my North Korean friend what it's like to live in North Korea. He said he can't complain. What name did Lady Gaga give to her firstborn? This one's stupid. Goo Goo Gaga. Lady Gaga. So there you go. Fun times.
Oh, boy, fun times. Thanks a lot, Jeremy Garn. Vinny and Haney up next. We're rolling through this week. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Hump Day Wednesday.